Hello, friends and neighbors. This is Dave Slusher. This is the Evil Genius Chronicles for Friday, October 15th, 2004. This is, without a doubt, going to be the weirdest episode I've ever recorded. For one thing, I'm sitting in an airport terminal outside my gate, and I'm far enough from everybody, but I am sitting here talking into my laptop and not, like, into a microphone. I've got the screen opened to about a 170-degree angle so I can get close to the mic. I don't want to, you know, yell as I often have to on this internal mic. And I feel a bit self-conscious, a little bit stupid. But when you're me and you're 37 years old and you've never felt anything but weird, stupid, and self-conscious, you can live with it. So, and this is also going to be kind of loosey-goosey. I have no notes. I only decided to record one of these maybe 5 minutes ago. So it's going to be completely off the top of my head and might be a little ramblier than usual. My father-in-law is in town in Conway, and I'm just leaving my business trip from the home office back to home, so I don't know when I can record another one. So maybe I'll try to edit this on the plane, and when I get home tonight, I'll upload it, and that might be it for the weekend. I've begun to get a little bit of feedback from the first episode of Voices in Your Head, and it's good. And I don't have any clips, but Adam Curry talked about me the other day, and it was really funny because he was kind of giving his impression of getting this new feed down, or this new program down from his feed, and my name appears nowhere in the MP3 metadata. You get it, and it would say, you know, for the artist name, it says James Patrick Kelly, and for the song name, maybe Voices in Your Head, and then the album was like IT Conversations or something. I'm not in there anyway. And so Adam described playing the music. From playing it, you get the intro music, and then he hears my voice introducing it, and he went, "Hey!" So that was really funny. And he mentioned the music, and let me just, I'll get to the back to the music. But I got some feedback, and no one's name is going to be on any of this, because I got nothing in front of me, I'm not connected to the internet, I can't check my Gmail. But somebody wrote me an email and said they listened to the interview, liked it, went out and bought two of Jim Patrick Kelly's short story collections. And man, the entire 6 years that I did Reality Break, there's no higher praise than I didn't know who this person was. I heard your interview with them, went out and bought some of their stuff. That's it. That is the system working as it should. That's me having done some good for the person I was interviewing. And I freaking love that. So, thanks very much. I hope there's a lot of that. I hope there's a run on his books because, you know, I'm not going to just, you know, pimp everybody to the roof. But James Patrick Kelly is one of the best writers in science fiction, and I've never read anything by him that wasn't fantabulous. And in the interview, in the Voices in Your Head episode, I mentioned Rick Wilbur, who science fiction writer and a good guy. And he refers to Think Like a Dinosaur by James Patrick Kelly as the most perfect science fiction story. Now, no, he's not saying the best, but it's the most perfect. It's got all the themes. It's got all the tropes. It's concise. It just sums up everything that's good about science fiction in one package. It's an unbelievable story. So if you buy Think Like a Dinosaur and other stories, you can't go wrong. It's very good. And so I'm so happy that people are listening to this and going out and experiencing more of Kelly because he's great. And about that theme music, I didn't mention it. I've only done one of these audio blogs since the show went live. But I'll tell you the story of that music. It's a song called Dirtbag by Brad Sucks. And I've mentioned Brad Sucks in a big list where I was trying to give lots of possibilities for things you could podcast, just trying to, you know, think of new and different stuff. Brad Sucks is a Magnatune Records artist, and one of the things he does that's really neat is not every song, but for some of his songs, he releases a zip file that's all the waves of all the stuff he used to assemble that song. And Dirtbag, I listened to all 12 of his songs on his most recent album, and listen to the ones for which he had the source stuff available. And Dirtbag was the one that I most wanted to record. It sounded the best like theme music to me. So I took the stuff, you know, out of that zip file. And what you're hearing is actually my remix of that song. His song, as recorded, starts out with just the acoustic guitar and I think just the acoustic guitar and some drums and tambourine, something like that. I threw in the bass and the electric guitar and gave it kind of a simultaneous acoustic with that underlying electric. And I've never remixed anything, so that was the first thing I ever did, maybe the last one. But I think it turned out pretty well. And so we were able to take that and you just get, you know, a perma loop. You just use that thing for you know, the same 12 seconds. You get those four bars and it's 12 seconds of stuff and you just run that forever. And it worked out much better than taking pieces of a song. The song I wanted to use for the theme music was actually Paul Melanson's song Jeff Lynne. Got permission from Paul, and then Doug Kay listened to it and said there's nowhere in there that we can get enough music, even if we're looping it, to make it sound good. So, Paul, if you just sang a little less on that song or stretched out a solo or something, we could have used it. I still love the song, though. So that's the story of the Brad Sucks theme music. And I should put some reference up somewhere that Brad Sucks is the artist in that music. And one of the other things is I, for some time now, part of the reason Brad Sucks is on my radar is that I aggregate his weblog and he points to a lot of cool music geek stuff. And as I understand it, all his albums are him. He records everything, he, kind of one of these, you know, bedroom rockers, I guess you would call it, and assembles everything on his computer, and that's his music. One of the things that I said in that list was that Brad Sucks encourages people to remix, and then he puts links on his weblog when they come up. Well, he could podcast every single remix that fans send to him. Well, guess what I saw in the most recent entry from Brad Sucks? Brad Sucks wants to podcast every remix and wants to know how to do it. So I guess when I get back to Conway, I'll email Brad and tell him how to do it and see if he wants to go for it. So this is great to me because we're seeing more, better, and different applications of podcasting all the time. So I want to break everyone's equivalence that they seem to have, that there's a one-to-one correspondence of audio blogging and podcasting. Because audio blogging is just one use that many early podcasts were using, but it can be anything. Any arbitrary audio file can be podcast. That's it. The meaning can be anything. So I'm glad to see all these cool different applications coming out of it. I think that's cool. Oh, and the other thing is I did get some feedback from Rick Wesowitz, who is at WGBH and is one of the guys working with Tony Khan for the podcasting of their morning stories. Rick, I believe, is the streaming manager, or he's like the guy in charge of, you know, the techie end of this stuff. And he's, you know, been on board from the beginning. I guess he listens to EGC. And he sent me some feedback that he would like to hear the disclaimer. So I believe I will actually record this up. I've still got my sheet of paper of my disclaimer that I wrote on the plane ride up here. He had a great idea, and I think I'm going to do this. So I'm going to do my goofy stuff, you know, my 2 minutes of joking, you know, big long list of disclaimer.
Welcome to Delta Connection Flight 5634, operated by Comair to Myrtle Beach. As a reminder, federal regulations allow one carry-on bag plus one small personal item, such as a purse, computer bag, or briefcase. If your carry-on bag does not fit in the overhead bin or under the seat in front of you, it will be valet tagged and returned to you as you deplane. Please watch the gate information screens overhead for additional flight information. And as always, thank you for choosing Calm Air, your Delta Connection partner.
You're welcome. Okay, so Rick Wesowitz said, record that disclaimer. But I think I'm going to do the jokey stuff and then actually afterwards say, in all seriousness, here's what this will be about. Here's the subjects I cover. here's the target audience, here's the kind of things we do. Somebody, and I forget who, actually does that at the beginning of their podcast, and that's a great idea. And like everything around this, I'm highly open to criticism, feedback, and or just plain stealing good ideas when I hear them. And this is all three. So I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to jimmy Andrew Grummet's Dir2 RSS script so that that disclaimer will always be the first item in every feed. So anybody who begins newly aggregating, that'll be the first thing they get down. And then, you know, it'll always be there, but if you have any, you know, podcatcher client that's worth a shit, it will not get it down every time, and everything should be fine. So, I had a close call. Where I was staying in Chicago was Lincoln Park, and I got an email. I'm on the Siderunners mailing list now, and I got an email, I think Wednesday, that said something about Siderunners, you know, tonight in a place that was 8 blocks from where I was staying. And I was all excited. I thought, great, I can go see the Siderunners. This will be awesome. You know, Nate Siderunner has been helping me out, and he's not Nate Siderunner, but I forget his last name. So it'll be great. I can go see him. I can rock out. And then I look and I see that it's one of the guys in the band DJing. And, you know, nothing personal, but that wasn't really worth dragging my tired ass out at night to go see him DJ. If they were playing, by God, I'd have been all over it. They're playing in Milwaukee tonight, but that doesn't do me any good. But in honor of that, I played a couple Siderunner songs before, and I'm going to play one more. And just like I was happy about somebody buying Jim Kelly's books from hearing me, I saw somebody left me feedback that they bought the Siderunners album from iTunes based on hearing it in EJC. EGC, I guess is how it works. Can you tell I'm just completely frickin' fried after 4 days working my ass off here at the home office? I can't even speak right. We'll see if I can edit this into any semblance of coherence. I'm so happy that somebody bought the Siderunners album from iTunes, which I didn't even know it was in iTunes. I'm going to play one more Siderunners song, and then, as Dave and Adam say, I'm going to get the fuck out of here, and I'm going to get the fuck on my plane. Here we go. This is Countin' Threes from the Siderunners album, Ain't Inventin' the Wheel.
once again I lost my keys. Now and then I get the urge to make my liver bleed. Take me on home, I'm counting threes. Oh, it's time to focus now. Take me on home, I'm counting threes.
All right, I have no idea what counting threes means, but I love that song. I love the Side Runners. They range from cowpunk to, I would consider that one just unabashed, unashamed, pure country, and I still love it. I love every song on their album. And I can't wait till they record the new one. So I'm wrapping it up here and leaving. I did notice as I was recording this that this is going to be somewhere around 15, 16, 17 minutes. What I think is hilarious is that the first, I don't know, 5, 10 of these that I did were all shorter than this. I was all prepared. I had notes, etc. Now, just deciding on the spur of the moment to whip one of these out and sitting down with no notes and just shooting the shit, just talking without any forethought. I've got 15 minutes of this stuff. Now, whether this means I'm getting better at it because I can do this without the preparation and, you know, have something to say. Now, it would be up to you to judge the quality, but I was able to fill the time without any problem. So, am I getting better or am I getting worse? We'll have to see. I might be getting more self-involved, but you know, that is an occupational hazard to this. Thank you all for listening, and I'll catch you again next time. I will be back in my comfy environs in my lovely house in lovely Conway, South Carolina soon enough. Thank you all for listening. Thanks for those of you who have listened to the Voices in Your Head episode, and we'll have another one of those for you soon, as soon as we can knock another one out. Thanks again. We will catch you next time. Bye.